You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
You know, low-key, like, our general manager did get dragged out of the Stern got fired.
Oh, shoot, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of tea. Welcome back, everybody, to a special edition of the Cousin
Connection
Podcast. It's supposed to be the audience cheering. Huh?
Oh, is that the audience?
No, please open the window. Like,
I know, it's hot. It's hot.
You guys, we were wearing sweatsuits last week and it was much cooler in here. But today...
You know how parents are, guys. Okay, even though I moved out, the house is still being used as a studio. And now that I don't actually live here, I don't have control over, you know, setting the thermostat a couple hours earlier.
Ooh.
So, you know, we're walking into this heat wave in this house. If it's hot toasty. Outside, it's even hotter inside, okay?
Actually not bad outside today. It's like 23.
That's what I'm saying. If it's hot outside, it's hotter inside.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know what this... It hasn't changed, guys. No matter what year. It's 2025. Parents still don't know how to turn on the AC.
They know. They just think like...
Okay. Parents choose not to turn on the AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last week, we had episode 172. It was a big episode. Mm-hmm. Very anticipated episode, especially after being gone for like a month.
We missed you guys.
Yeah, we missed y'all. And it's only Friday. And that episode's already blowing up.
Yeah, it's been a day and like over 2,000 views.
Yeah.
So now we're like, maybe we should take breaks more often.
We also know another reason why those views went up. But, you know.
Y'all love marriage, love relationships.
Well, let's just let the algorithm, okay?
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not going to question it. Actually, I'm only going to analyze it and just exploit it even more.
At this point, when I get married, Amir will milk it.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
Be like, listen,
we're it's milking your this, okay? We didn't milk it enough last time.
All right.
Let's get into our post wedding thoughts.
But before we get into it, you guys know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, I did mention that we hit 8,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. We're already at 8,030 because y'all are real. Mm-hmm. You're trying to be under the 10K fam. Don't forget to hit subscribe.
Just multiply that by about 25 or so. I think that's how the math turns out. Do the math.
What math is this?
I don't know. Okay. Whatever. It's okay. Yeah, okay. But yeah, so you know, just let's double up that. Let's snowball effect here and let's get that up to 9,000 and eventually 10,000. But you know what? We're also grateful for the 8,000 that already subscribed. And honestly, if it stayed here, I would be disappointed. Just subscribe. Okay. Now, please. No, I'm playing. But yeah, so let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So last week was the thoughts on the wedding and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still kind of not recovering, but like we were still like getting back into what will be post-marriage status, I guess. What'd you call that?
The post-marriage flow.
Flow, like, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is, right?
I got you. Mm-hmm.
So... you know, I just want to give y'all my thoughts on what's been going on.
Okay.
Because the best way that I could describe it, and we have a guest in the audience today, my beautiful wife, Hanan, is here sitting, eating a nice akohukat.
Ethiopian
all,
crepe.
Yeah, for all our Hadaris out there, you know what that is. For anyone else, it's basically like crepe. Is it just a crepe?
An Ethiopian crepe.
Yeah, but like what's the difference between this and a crepe?
It looks like injera, but it's sweet.
Yeah, it's like a sweet injera. So yeah, what I was trying to get to was that, like, I'm trying to relate it to what you guys might understand. No, those who haven't been married yet, right? But basically...
It's been 3 seconds.
But, like, I feel like the wedding
uh-huh.
or the post-wedding feeling is almost the exact same, at least in my eyes, to, like, the feeling you get after an exam you've been like studying for months, for like weeks and months, and like, you know that like post exam feeling where you're both like relieved and like you just don't know what to kind of do with yourself at that point.
Yeah, because you're free and you have all this free time now.
Yeah, but actually, let's take it to another level. It's the feeling you get when you've taken your last exam on your last year of university.
Oh, I remember
that. That's a better feeling. That feeling. You know, where you're like, I literally do not have to go to another class after this. Unless I like choose to, you know, excel, whatever. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the same feeling. That's how it feels when you finish a wedding. Because you're essentially doing a whole semester of like getting ready for this exam called it a wedding.
Your first group project together.
Exactly.
Except she did all the work and put your name on it.
Hey, just like every other group project.
She's like, yeah, period. That's true.
Yeah, I helped out a little bit.
You showed up. I'm just kidding. I'm sure you
all
did
the
something.
Memes, all the memes, like every meme I was getting, because when you're in this, you know, wedding planning process, you start to get all the algorithm knows you're in the wedding planning process, right? Mm-hmm. So you start getting all the memes on Instagram and on TikTok and stuff. And all of them are on the dude just walking into the wedding like it's a surprise party.
Yeah, have you seen that trend? Which? Where it's usually like either a group of friends or a couple, mm-hmm. where it's like let's say it was like me and you, like we're on a group trip, right? Yeah. So I'd be like, hi, my name is Sarah and I booked the flight. And then it'd cut to you and you'd be like, hi, my name's...
And it cuts it off, right? Yeah.
I feel like you guys should have done that.
That's basically what it was. I planned the honeymoon. Just as thorough, you know, just as much work. I'm just not even close.
Really?
Oh, for a honeymoon?
But like, it depends on like how detailed the itinerary was.
It wasn't that detailed. I mean, it was a second honeymoon, okay, guys?
All right,
it
fine.
It was technically a second one, okay. But yeah, so the feeling afterwards and like to the point where I think we were having a conversation. We just didn't know like, what do we do now? Because now there's nothing you're working towards. And the weird thing is that because we had our nikah last year, and a lot of people, at least now, I'm noticing a lot of people are doing nikah and getting like married within the same week or weekend. Mm. But because we had a year, like you think your first year is, you know, you're kind of finding that flow. But because we were planning and like there's other things going on, as we mentioned last week, you know, taking care of someone who's sick and all those things, you never really find that flow. At least we never really found that flow. I don't know if she would agree, but I feel like also the traveling that is involved and going back and forth and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like we just actually did just get married, if that makes sense.
Like now your routine is finally actually beginning.
Yeah. Or like we're trying to find some semblance of routine or trying to figure out what routine is, mm-hmm. how we're going to work together on these things. Like for once, I know she kind of brought it up first, but I was like, we should start scheduling.
I know you didn't bring that up first.
Huh? I didn't bring it up first, but then I brought it up later, acting like it was my own idea.
Kind of like when we were deciding the name of this podcast. Yeah. And Amir actually suggested Cousin Connection, but I was like, no, that's weird. And like 2 weeks later, I'm like, I have the perfect name, yeah. Amir.
Mm-hmm. I came up with that name immediately, okay?
And I was like, he's like, what is it? I'm like, Cousin Connection. He looked at me like, really? Oh, maybe I can't say that on here.
I'll cut it. I was like,
but he was like, are you for real right now? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, isn't that the greatest name? He's like, I told you mm-hmm. this. So I'm sure you guys.
Yeah.
That's a true story. Yeah, that happened.
Hey, but the fact that we both came to it almost to our own, in our own ways, uh-huh. it means it was really meant to be, you know?
Yeah, and you know why I was so like, it was because we had like 5 or 6 different names. Remember one of them was like African Yappers?
Yeah, it was oh my god, what was it again?
Isn't that weird?
No, it was better than that. It was that, but like it was something that rolled off the tongue a little bit more.
It was African Yappers, wasn't
no,
it?
No. African Yappers is actually another good one, but shoot, I wish I probably still have it like back somewhere.
Yeah,
in
it
my
was like somewhere. Like
oh
a piece of, like, I don't know
let
where
we
let
me search
wrote
my
it.
Notes and see if it's still in there in my notes.
I feel like
let
mine.
Let me search up African.
Or, like, it was, like,
No, I don't have
you
it.
You don't have it? Nah. Was it on a piece of paper? Like, check, search our WhatsApp history. My WhatsApp, like, completely got deleted.
Let's see how many times we mentioned African.
maybe not that many.
African, no, East African. Oh, we say East Africans, that's why, right? So that kind of like comes up a lot. Yeah, literally everyone is just East African.
Oh.
Yeah, But it's whatever. Okay.
Anyway.
Just know it was a really amazing name.
Yeah. It was something else. And we were like really debating on that one.
Hey, you never. That's another universe.
Fine.
Maybe when we learn to jump into multiverses, we can, you know, go and visit the one where we became the African Yappers instead of the Cousin Connection podcast.
All I imagine is like an AI version of us in like traditional, any kind of African gear doesn't have to be Harari. Any African like cultural outfit and like a random like safari behind us. That's our background.
But why would it be AI?
No, like that's what I'm picturing.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe I've watched too many AI videos that my imagination.
You've been getting AI on your algorithm, haven't you?
Yo, can we talk about that for a sec?
I haven't, but yeah.
Let's really?
Go. Yeah.
Like the ones that look like, and it's always like, for I'm in a really weird place on TikTok. It's very specific. Okay, you know what I've been seeing? Mm-hmm. Like Somali AI.
What?
Yeah.
I got one. Did you get one of them? All of them going, we're going to Mogadishu.
Yes! No, and I was like, what am I watching right
Mogadishu
now?
Mogadishu 2026. We'll see y'all there, okay?
No, literally, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I thought it was real. So I'm like, oh, are they having like Kuba 2 or something?
Is there not a Mogadishu 2026 actually happening?
No.
Oh, I thought like that was actually happening. If you were just making like AI of what it would be like.
So I thought that at first, but no, it's like pure like just AI.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know if that would even be possible. The amount of Somalis like internationally being able to go to Somalia all at once.
That would do wonders for the economy though.
Yeah, their GDP would go up by like a good like double digit percentage for that 1 week.
No, for real.
Yeah.
And then I decided to like go on the channel.
Yeah.
Do you know what other AI video they had?
What?
A Somali mother found the daughter's like THC gummies. And it was like 100 grams or 100 milligrams or whatever. I know it was a lot, but she took it.
Yeah.
And then had to go to the hospital and she was like freaking out and like definitely crashed.
But did it look real?
Like, yeah, kind of.
Because those airport ones, like, okay.
It did look real.
Like, if you like, don't pay too much attention, they look real, right?
Yeah.
And then for some reason, it was like, at least when I saw, they were like starting beefs with people in the airport.
Yeah, and she was like
talking shit about each other.
There's no law or something, or there's no rules in Mogadishu or something.
Oh, I never saw that one.
It's that video.
Oh, it's that same video?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, if you don't pay attention too much.
Yeah, that's true.
I was low-key excited. I was like, oh, I want to see what, like, Mogadishu.
Me too.
Maybe it'll, like, spark something in someone and be like, yo, let's actually do it. You know, we have Harari, we have Kuba in Ethiopia every year. But I guess, like, having Somali, like, Somali is, like, it's a whole country versus Hararis, which is, like, one ethnic group, right?
That's true.
So, I don't know. Those plane tickets are definitely going to be, like, 10 times the price. They're going to have surge prices on those.
But low-key, they fly through Ethiopia anyways.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So
Ethiopian Airlines would definitely take advantage.
They might give them a promo code.
Oh, actually, low-key, you know, start charter planes.
They'll be like, use the promo code Mogadishu 2026. Am I saying that right? Is it Mog or Mog?
Mogadishu.
Yo, this is embarrassing.
No, now that you're making me doubt, like, now that we're getting people in the comments being like,
Somalis are going to flame
us. You're not pronouncing it properly.
I know, we apologize. We love you guys. Okay, don't hate us, please.
We love our Somalis, okay?
Exactly. You guys should totally plan a soccer tournament.
They probably have one, but we just don't know about it because we're not like I didn't know for the longest time that there was an Ethiopian soccer league thing.
Get out of here.
No. I learned like 10 years ago, but before that, I didn't know there was one. And I didn't know there was one for Eritreans until
that year that
Zeki mentioned it.
No, you know the year that we had it here? Yeah. They had one here too.
Oh, I thought that was the Ethiopian one.
No, it was Eritrean.
Oh, there's an Eritrean one?
But that wasn't soccer. That was like some kind of conference.
Oh, okay.
Any Eritreans watching this, what's that conference you guys do on the annual basis?
Yeah, didn't we have someone visit? Someone we know who came for that, no? I don't know.
Nesma.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. So there's someone.
Yeah, I thought,
you know, my memory sometimes it can be a little weird. What?
Kebra.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
my memory can be kind of a little weird sometimes.
Yeah, they were here.
What were we talking about originally?
Post-wedding feels.
Yeah, so post-wedding feels. Yeah, but you know what it is? It's because, like, now there's nothing to plan, like nothing major. Of course, like anything can happen in life. There might be something that comes up and now that's taking up a lot of your time.
Mm.
But right now, there's nothing. You feel like the options are endless.
Mm-hmm.
And like now, like having a cat is a reality, right? And
are you guys getting a cat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But like, we, you know, we still got to get a plan. We got a plan, okay?
Like the hairless ones?
What?
Those are the cutest ones.
Ew, no.
No, have you seen the ones where they're taking baths?
You have
baths?
To literally like put Vaseline on them all day.
Okay, but
every day.
You do that for yourself anyways. Just
I barely don't want myself. You see my skin sometimes, man. I've been getting eczema again recently.
In the summer?
Like, yeah. For some reason, it comes in the summer because it's drier, right? I guess that's
no,
why.
The summer is more, like, the air is more humid.
I don't know what it is then.
It would, like, do you wonders.
It's not doing anything. Oh. Get it? Because there's no do. I'm getting dry. Wait, no, that doesn't really work, does it? No. I'm sorry. Okay, whatever. But yeah, so, like, so, yeah, things like that, right?
So are you feeling more spontaneous now?
Like, I feel like there's so many things we could do that it's almost like crippling. You're like, there's so much to do that you don't know where to start, which is where the planning comes into play.
So it's like choice fatigue?
Yeah. Mm. And then, like, you're also thinking, like, okay, how about if, you know, when kids, like, when should kids come into the picture? All those things start coming in your mind. And you're like, okay, if they come in this point, we have to do all of these things.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
You want to do in this span of time. And you're just thinking about, like, how do you schedule that out?
I mean, you know, a lot of people have this, like, perception that once you have kids, like, your life just ends. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, it doesn't end. It's just, like, you just have to organize yourself in a different way and consider a small child.
What? What do you mean consider a small child?
Like, when you're traveling, it's not you can no longer just, like, pack the night before or the morning of.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you just have to, like, move differently. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that your options are now, like, limited. Maybe, like, for the first couple of years, you're not going to go do, like, a backpacking trip in Fiji with a newborn baby. I mean, low-key, you could just baby wear. But, like, it's not going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Versus when you don't have a kid.
Mm-hmm. But so, I think it's, like, the difference between, like, knowing you can just, like, pick up and go somewhere and then realizing that in the future you won't be able to do that. Like, just that fear. Even though, like, I feel like once you do have a child, even your brain chemistry changes, which from what I've heard, your brain chemistry changes. Mm-hmm. So, like, even the way you think, the way I'm thinking now, I'm fully aware that it's not going to be the way I think when I have a child.
Of course. Right? Even when you have a cat.
Yeah, exactly. That's also the things. Like, now it's because that's more of a reality. You start thinking more deeply into, like, what are the implications of having a cat, right? Like, now you can't, like you mentioned, can't just pick up and go. You have to find maybe someone to take care of the cat.
Yeah.
I literally asked you the other day. I was like, hey, if we go on, like, a longer vacation, would you, like, stay at our place?
I was like, yeah. What do you mean? Of course I would.
And then, like, as two people who have never had pets before, you're thinking about, like, do we even know what it requires to have a pet?
Oh, I could tell you all right? about that.
Exactly. So we literally, like, reverse down. We got to ask, like, Sara and her friend and, like, another friend on what they did and how they deal. Like, she has a couple friends who are allergic to cats. So now we're trying to ask, like, okay, so since I'm allergic to cats, it's not a severe allergy, but it's enough to where, like, I don't want to be walking around the house sniffling all the time. Right?
Well.
What?
You can either get a hypoallergenic cat. Mm-hmm. Where their saliva doesn't, like, trigger your allergies as much.
Yeah.
Or you could just thug it out and like let your body acclimate to having a cat around.
But that doesn't always work, right? At least I don't think it does. Well, I know there's a couple of people who have done it, but
my manager has a cat. Mm-hmm. So she, that's actually her fiance's cat, but they live together now. Mm-hmm. And so she's like severely allergic. Yeah. And for any time she travels, even if it's like a weekend trip, mm-hmm. her allergies they reignite.
Yeah.
Until she gets used to it again, then she's good. Mm-hmm. And then if she travels again, like same thing. So like when she gets married, she's going to be away from home, like from the cat for like 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm screwed. I'm going to need to get like an air purifier and like Benadryl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And stuff. And like, maybe that's something that you need to consider.
I already know what that feels like. Because the moment I came
to the doctor.
Yeah, for real. Getting shots might be an option. Well, it might be a more realistic option. Because that's what some of her friends have been doing. Literally, like, you have to get it every single month. Yeah.
You're not going to do
that. I know. And like, you're not, I don't think something like that is covered by insurance, right? So you're paying out of pocket for that kind of thing.
And is it expensive or something?
I don't have any searched that up yet. We got to do the research, you know? We got to plan for it.
The good thing is, mm-hmm. I think starting off with a cat is a really great practice to teach you how to, and I'm not saying this in like an insulting way, so don't take it that way, but like teach you how to be, like to be mindful of the fact that it's not just you two anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Like even when you're going away for a little bit, mm-hmm. even if it's like 2 days,
yeah,
you're gonna be thinking about your cat. You're gonna probably like be like, you know, maybe we should get that little camera that like mm-hmm. does the automatic treat feeder thing.
Exactly. Automatic feeders are a big thing. And also, like,
have you seen the videos where people, like owners, will leave their cats mm-hmm. and the cat just cries because it's lonely?
Well, that's also literally, we thought about everything right? Because this is more realistic thing now, that like it might happen within the next 3 to 6 months kind of thing, right? So because of that, we're like, is it even ethical? Does it make sense to have just one cat, especially in a building? Because in a building, in an apartment, I mean, the cat can't just like go outside. I know most people don't like having the cats, but you can't even take them outside easily kind of thing, right? So should we have two cats instead of just one? Mm. That's another thought, right? So all these thoughts are going through your mind, and then there's so much that you're going through your mind, like you don't know where to start, which and I guess the thing I'm leading to again is like, this is where planning comes into effect, and like actually writing things down. When you start writing things down, I feel like it actually becomes real, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of just a thought and be like, oh, we'll take care of that in a couple of days, next week, blah, 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 and you keep pushing it off until there's no time to look for getting a pet because you're off trying to make kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe. So that's definitely been a big thing on our mind. But outside of just pets, it's like it's like you're trying to start a family, but like, you know, we're in Toronto, you're trying to find out, oh, where should I live? And like, actually now is where it's like, okay, we actually have to start looking at houses, like mm-hmm. how you're budgeting your money. Because after a wedding, you know, budgets during planning a wedding, budgets kind of go out the window. Okay. There are budgets, but like one thing about weddings is it's almost like death by 1,000 cuts. Mm. Because I think Hanan might agree to this, it's like there's all the small charges that add up. Like it'll be like $50 here, $200 here, which $200 might not seem small, but like relation to everything.
In the grand scheme of things,
when you're spending thousands and thousands, it seems like nothing, right?
Yeah.
And then there are last minute things. There are last minute things that were like dropping off, and you're like, just fix it now. And that just fix it now turns into like $1,000 charge.
And you're like, $1,000 here, no problem.
Exactly. And you're like, we'll figure it out after. Let's just get the show going.
Yeah, I feel that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the moment, you're just like, what budget? Mm-hmm. I have the money. It's endless at this point. Mm-hmm. Until later, and you're like, oh, that was a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I get that. Not from the standpoint of like, I've planned a wedding.
Yeah.
But remember my Umrah trip and how like last minute it was? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I wasn't thinking really. It was kind of just like an advice that I got from a cousin of mine. I'm not going to put him on blast.
Yeah, of course, I knew.
He literally was like, honestly, just say Bismillah and swipe the credit card. And I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, to the point where, imagine I was trying to do something nice for my parents. Yeah. So I bought them the business class train tickets.
Yeah.
Not the plane tickets. That was I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But the train tickets, I was doable. Mm-hmm. Until we got to the airport. And remember, my mom lost her suitcase?
Yeah.
And we were just, like, tired and, like, annoyed. I was like, you know what? Sure, I spent a couple hundred dollars on those train tickets. It's fine. Let's just take an Uber. That's also going to cost me a couple hundred mm-hmm. dollars.
So it's like you're also losing on that, but you're also spending on top of it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But decision like that, you know, it's like you just charge it to the game at that point.
But then now, like, you know, I this week I got a DM from mm-hmm. someone that was like, hey, can you tell me all the hotels and like, give me your whole itinerary. Yeah. I was like, listen, I was going on vibes. I don't have an itinerary.
Yeah.
I also didn't have a budget. I also, like, literally don't recommend anything. Don't follow my footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Like, those things become very real when you start getting older.
Yeah. Budgeting. Yeah, like it was a real thing. And then I remember when I came back and saw that credit card bill, like my heart actually, like I had a panic attack because I wasn't expecting like that much.
Yeah. And, oh, shoot. Damn. That's like a vibration. I know. Speaking of budgeting, one thing that kind of brought me back to realizing why like physical cash will always be superior.
Mm.
We were like in the Bahamas and... I just made a decision at one point where we were like walking through a market. I was like, I'll just spend the cash that I have.
Oh,
and it actually turned out to where like we were only spending as much as the cash that we had, right? So normally you'd be looking at things and I'm like, you know, okay, sure, I'll spend $15 on this, $15 on that. Mm. I'll get it. But I made that choice. Like, I'm not going to, I don't want to use my card in like a random market where anyone can just take it, swipe it, and take my information, right?
Oh,
so that was kind of my motivation there. So, because of that, we were actually like bargaining more. Like we were like, oh, I only have this much money. And we were like, turn around and you were like, I actually have this much. Okay. Like you're trying to like figure out how much you can actually get it for. And you bargain more. I feel like when you use a card, you're less likely to bargain as well because you don't see it. So you're just like, okay, whatever. I'll just pay for it.
That's not true.
You would bargain?
I bargained with my credit card at the gold shop.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, gold. No, gold is different. You're expected to bargain for gold, I feel. But if you're at like a random street market, would you bargain? Or maybe you would.
Yeah, I still would. Yeah. I am a haggler and a world-class haggler.
You know, can you really blame? Because I keep seeing these like racist comments. But I don't know. Maybe there's some realism. No, there's some truth to them. Sorry. Mm. Maybe there's some truth to them where like people will complain or they'll say like, yeah, man, every time a brown person comes in, they just ask, give me a discount or like let's bargain here and it'll be like a Canadian Tire.
No, for real.
It'll be like someone literally said like they tried to bargain at like a Subway. They're like, just throw in the cookies. Just give me the cookies. I've seen comments on every single kind of store.
You know what though?
What?
Like it doesn't hurt to ask.
But they can't do nothing.
But here's the thing.
At a Subway, I feel like at restaurants, like a Subway or something like that, if it's like a side, they might just throw it in there, especially if it's like close to closing or whatever, they might just throw it in there. But
yeah.
It really depends on like who their manager is and how cool they are, that kind of thing. But like if you're going to like a clothing store, if you're going to like Forever 21 trying to bargain, like 2-for-1.
No, they like clothing stores, you can bargain if there's like a defective item.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like good condition clothing.
Yeah, like, no, remember when I used to work at DSW?
Yeah.
I used to work at a shoe store, guys. Was that my first job? No, it wasn't. But anyways,
mm-hmm.
All the time, people would bring up, like, perfectly fine shoes. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Now that I don't work there anymore, maybe I can tell this secret.
Fine.
I think it was, like, the first year that I was working there. We had these, like, stickers that we would put on everyone's receipt and it had a website where if you did the survey you get like 15% off or whatever, and they would have to pull, like, once you do the survey it emails you the coupon. But me and like some of my coworkers allegedly we memorized the code to the barcode.
You should have said some of the other coworkers.
I said allegedly. I don't know if I actually, like, maybe I'm making it up, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, some of my coworkers they memorized the code to the, like, the numbers to the barcode.
Yeah.
And the barcode never changed.
Yeah.
Because all they would have to do is show us the barcode on the email. And we had it, like, taped.
Oh, okay.
On our side of the cash register. So you just scan that.
Mm-hmm.
But we memorized the number.
Don't tell me. Did you put on every customer?
No. Oh, so, like, okay. Sometimes if we, like, just really liked someone or, like, they were cute. If it was a cute guy. or it was just like a really nice like person.
Yeah.
We would give them a discount.
You know what? That charge that to the game. I'm just saying, okay?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah.
It is what it is, for real.
If you're helping out the person, whatever.
Yeah, or like sometimes
it's a giant company. They're not gonna feel that 15%.
I mean, you know, low key, like our general manager did get dragged out of the store and got fired.
Oh shoot, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of tea.
Okay, maybe I take that back.
And I was there when it happened, and I remember I was like, and then all of a sudden, imagine, like, I was brand new. It was like maybe my third or fourth week there. Mm-hmm. And I was cashing someone out, and I literally see her running out of the store.
What?
And then I'm wearing like a walkie-talkie on my like an earpiece, and I hear a random man's voice on the earpiece. Mm-hmm. He goes, "Hello, Sarah. This is," I forgot his name now, "like so-and-so manager from like another store. Mm-hmm. I'll be taking over for the rest of the day as your manager," enter name here, "has now been terminated." And I was like,
and she just ran out?
Yeah, she ran, like ran, like she was runner, track star.
Did you find out, like,
what? Well, so it was me and my coworker, Robin. He's not listening to this. But anyways, I remember Robin.
Yeah.
Robin and I were at the front, and he was like, "Oh, where's she going?" And he literally
he chased her out.
He ran out to the parking lot. I'm like, "What are you doing? Get back in the store." And he was like, "Where is she just randomly going?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Maybe she has meetings or something," until the guy was like, come back into the store.
Was she like embezzling shoes?
she was doing something shady. I can't remember what it was, but she was definitely doing
okay
some shady business. Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense then. I thought it was like because of what y'all are doing.
Oh, no. We would just get fired for that. They didn't know. They didn't know at all. But you know what? Like anything, 15%.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't all the time.
So technically they could get a discount. Like if that person, to get back to my original point, if that, in this case, I was using brown person, everybody, you know, someone from that's a place racist. Where that's normal, when they say that, but like you might actually give them a discount from that.
If someone just flat out asked me and like didn't earn the discount, no, you got to earn it. Work for it.
Okay. It's a little prejudice there, but it's all good. Bit, okay. That's fine. But my original point, just so I don't sound racist,
you're more likely to haggle with cash.
People from like other countries where haggling is more of a cultural norm, when they come here, it should like, you shouldn't be too surprised if they start trying to haggle like at a regular, you know, Forever 21, like I mentioned earlier, or like a Subway, right?
That is kind of funny.
See, it is, right? But like,
time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
It makes sense because, like, this is what they grew up with. This is all they know. And maybe they're new to the country. So, you know, they just need to learn the customs a little bit. That's all it is, okay?
Because they're probably not used to shopping at, like, fixed price stores.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just not a norm. In a lot of places in the world, that's not a norm, right?
So do you
Western
feel...
country... sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, Western civilization, Western countries, like, that's kind of a unique thing to them. In the rest of the world, like, they do have that ability to just haggle. And, like, because a lot of them are, like, owned by individuals more instead of having these huge conglomerates, like, or oligarchies, whatever. Right? But, what were you saying?
I was going to say, like, now, like, post-honeymoon and post-experience with utilizing cash, do you feel like that has changed your mindset towards how you're going to budget for the week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely not worked out right this few past weeks. I'm just saying our budgeting has not been the best. But it's definitely been, like, more on top of my mind of being like, okay, we got to, like, sit down and actually, like, take care of this now so we have some way to plan our future. Because also, you know, my wife is not the biggest fan of our winters. And we don't have very much time in the summers to take advantage of the heat and, like, you being able to just get up and go. So we're, like, literally just trying to plan, like, outings for the summer. Just get everything, hit everything, right? Like, this weekend we're planning on, like, hitting some hiking trails and stuff like that, just to get out there and take advantage of the sun. Because
I've been saying, let's do a cottage trip, guys.
Hey. Someone plans it, I'll be there. Okay. No. What?
It's anniversary. Nikah.
This weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Our anniversary is this weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be going out and taking in some sights for that.
Where are you going? Are you taking her to the 8-hour hike that was 4 hours?
Actually, low key, that was the initial plan. And she suggested it.
Oh, well, you want to like witness it yourself to be see if we were being dramatic or not?
No. I just wanted to do something.
If you go though, just make sure it didn't rain the day before. No,
we're not going there. We're not going there now.
Okay.
But we are going to Blue Mountain. We're planning on going to Blue Mountain.
Oh, Blue Mountain's nice.
Yeah, Blue Mountain.
Go to the Scandinavian spa. If you're like, are you staying there overnight?
No, that's the thing. We're not staying overnight. Mm-hmm. I know. I tried to
like book something.
Yeah, but it's
booked not, up.
Yeah.
No.
I know, but
that's okay.
If we stayed overnight, I definitely would have. But
winter time, we can go to Blue Mountain.
Oh yeah. Hey, you guys. I don't know. Both of you guys don't really have the best history with skiing.
We can do tobogganing.
Oh yeah, they do have tobogganing.
And they have like the Scandinavian spa.
Okay. I'm just saying that could be a thing.
It'll be something we consider.
Yeah, they have lodges and everything. I was looking
for
that. But yeah, we're going to be going up there to literally, this is 1 year from when we got married. Like
today, right?
Well, by the time this posts, we would have been married for exactly 1 year or a little bit over 1 year.
When was your nikah? July 4th or July
6th?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So Sunday works out. It's on a weekend too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be nice and chill.
Yeah, it's
really
be nice
hot
and chill.
Though, apparently. So.
Yeah, it's a heat wave, actually.
Yeah. We're gonna try and picnic under a tree for a little bit too. Okay.
Bring a fan.
Exactly.
Like cold water.
I need to find that fan. I think it's somewhere in our apartment. We have it.
The
one
we used
at the wedding, the pink one.
Oh, you didn't lose that one this time?
No, we got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
But what else? Yeah, so future intimidating, all that stuff.
The future is not intimidating. Listen.
No, it's not. It's intimidating that like there's so many options.
What's that? Is that an airplane?
Oh, it's an airplane. It's a helicopter.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
can you hear that in here?
Yeah, you can hear it in
there. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's loud. No, it's a jet engine. It's like a jet. Yeah.
Why?
Iran, they're coming for us! Okay. I'm just going to wait for it to go away. What?
I just remembered something.
What?
I saw this TikTok of a clip of like... at a Chris Brown concert. Mm-hmm. I guess he was doing like an intro to one of his songs and he had like fireworks or something like it was like an explosion
sound.
Yeah. The person recording it didn't know, right? So she like flinched
jumped.
And she jumped and the caption was like, I thought Iran was coming for Chris Brown.
Oh my god.
That's
speaking of we're not gonna talk about it right now, but so moving on. The other biggest thing in the world that apparently has been happening that I have no context for at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sada can give us some insight. Is a little tiny show that maybe a few people know about called Love Island.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's like a niche show. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No, so I actually was never a fan.
Okay.
No, for real.
We're not a fan. Okay.
Hear me out. Let me explain. I never used to watch Love Island. Like I knew it existed.
Yeah.
And everyone around me watched it and they'd always be like, do you watch Love Island? You look like you watch Love Island. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no, because there is an episode that comes out every single day for five days out of the week.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Or now maybe it's six. I don't know.
I think it's 5 days. Someone said like it doesn't come out on, there's someone who's talking about it's like Wednesday and like
Nabat.
Sunday or something. Yeah. Nabat,
something
like, yeah,
that.
Something like that. Yeah.
And I was like, that is way too much dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't have that much free time.
Mm-hmm.
I do, but I just know myself, okay?
Yeah.
I know I'm a binge watcher.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, I was like, you know what? Whatever, I'm just going to start it.
So and how? Wait. How long is each episode?
Like an hour.
Damn! Okay,
and
go ahead.
Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I started it last week, and I'm watching like approximately an episode a day.
Yeah.
And
she says.
This show has taken over my life. But did I start No, I started it this week.
And you're probably almost caught up, aren't you?
No, I still have
50 episodes or whatever.
No, I think there's like 20, almost 30 episodes.
Damn.
I'm on episode 14.
Oh my, that's 14 hours plus of content.
You don't have to judge.
Or episodes, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
but
bad.
Can you at least explain to me the just concept? So I finally know what it is. What is the concept? Are they actually looking for love?
Okay, so here's the concept.
Okay.
Again, I'm still a new viewer, so if I get it wrong, don't hate me in the comments. Correct me, please.
Yeah. Okay.
So there is the island. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're currently in Fiji.
Yeah.
This is Love Island USA. I don't know if the UK version is different. I know they have Australia, whatever. Mm-hmm. Love Island USA, they're in this like giant like villa community house thing.
Just like every other reality show.
Yeah, like all those other ones.
Big Brother, that kind of thing.
Similar vibes. Mm-hmm. And so they have a bunch of strangers that come in, and on the first day, they're immediately like supposed to mingle and mix and like match with someone that they feel like they want to get to know.
Immediately?
Yeah, that night.
Okay. And when you say match with them, like, is this an official match? Like, I am matching with this person, or they just like kind of like casually match up?
No, so the first night they like match up with someone, and then they have to share a bed with that person. So now they're in a couple for the week. Yeah. And so, you know, let's say like you and Hanan are strangers and you come on the show and you don't know each other because it's literally your first day meeting, and you talk about something and you both like Legos. So you're like, you know what? She's like, cool. She's like,
she likes Legos. I like Legos.
Like, sure. We'll couple
Let's
up.
Let's go to get Lego together into bed. Okay. No. Okay. Point.
It's a lame joke, really. But, you know, it's okay.
Nope. No, that's a sympathy lap. Whatever. Okay.
A sympathy lap?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Shut up. Continue. Whatever. Okay.
So anyway, once they couple up, the week goes on and they do like a challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like necessarily agree with this, but anyways, the point of the challenge is that they are like forced to like kiss each other in the challenge, like the other housemates, islanders, I think they're called, and like that's supposed to like it's supposed to be challenging because it's supposed to like challenge your connection with the person that you're coupled up with.
Yeah.
To like see them kissing someone else, like, is that gonna bother you? Is it not gonna bother you? Are you realizing like, oh wait, like I actually like this person more?
Yeah.
Then they have something called bombshells. So right when you think you and Hanan are bonding over your love for Legos, a bombshell comes in. And then this bombshell, like their intention, and it could be a guy or a girl, their intention is to like get into the house and like go find yourself a match. It doesn't matter if that person's already talking to someone else. You got to like intrigue them enough.
Yeah.
And usually what I've noticed about these shows or this show is that like, let's say it's been like 2 weeks now, and maybe the person that like you couple up with from day one, now you're kind of like becoming like comfortable, a little complacent even. Bombshells, you know what that is? Fresh meat. And you're like, oh, something different.
Yeah.
So then you talk to your current couple and you're like, listen, you know, I don't think we're closed off here. Like, I like you and we have a great connection, but I'm still going to go and explore other options. And that's supposed to be like your way of being like, yeah, we cool. We going to share a bed, but I'm going to go talk to that one over there.
Depravity.
But here's the thing. So the reason why I think this season is so popular is because there's this Arab girl named Huda on the show. So first, the Muslims are all side-eyeing. Huda.
You're better than this.
They were all side-eyeing because they're like, why is she on here? Actually, I don't know if she's Muslim, but she's Arab.
Yeah.
She has a tattoo of the name of Allah. I don't know. Interesting. Hey,
God in Arabic is Allah. So, you know, I'm just saying a good translation, okay?
And so she actually ends up coupling up with someone named Jeremiah on the first day. And they are
I've heard about... Oh, you good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard and I've seen on TikTok of the Jeremiah... That's the only context I have for this thing.
Yeah.
Just Jeremiah and Huda. The only reason I know about this is because Jeremiah is a nerd, apparently. So he's one of us. And...
I feel like some guys like to say that they're nerds just because it's like the new cool thing. You know?
Well, he's cosplaying as a nerd, and that's close enough. But I got them a little bit, and then I'm off a little bit. After they broke up or he got kicked out or whatever, I'm off that side of TikTok.
Yeah, and so, like, they couple up the first day, and they're just, like, locked in. Like, basically in a committed relationship. And they are all about each other. And, you know, people on, like, the other islanders were like, "That how? It's been 3 days. How are you guys so madly in love? Yeah. It doesn't make sense." And then... you know, Huda, they're also really young. Like, a lot of them are, like, under 25. Mm-hmm. So, frontal lobe, not fully developed.
Yeah.
Huda, Miskeen, crash out queen.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
She's freaking out over everything. Mm-hmm. Gets mad at literally everything. Screaming, crying, you name it.
Yeah.
Then, 1 week, you know, they get into this huge fight over the fact that, like, he was making her breakfast, but then she asked another guy to make her breakfast.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. And that became an argument. And she was like, it's about the effort that you put in. Anyway, mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I understand Huda. You know why? Because I was once a Huda. I was once a crash out queen.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. If you know, you know. But then, you know, you grow up and your frontal lobe develops.
Yeah.
And so they kind of have this like rocky bit. Mm-hmm. And then America votes.
Yeah.
They voted.
I've heard about how controversial this is.
So America basically, they were prompted to vote to like recouple three people in the house.
Mm-hmm. So they can choose who they want to recouple.
America, yeah, picks them to couple up with someone else. Mm-hmm. So remember, Huda and Jeremiah have been picking each other for the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then a bombshell comes in, this girl named Iris. Mm-hmm. Iris is like, oh, Jeremiah's cute. I want to talk to him. But Huda's like, no, that's my man. Don't even look in his, don't even breathe the same air as him.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, I'm going to back off. Mm-hmm. But she does tell him like, hey, I wanted to talk to you, but like your girl said, back off. He was like, no, you're good. Whatever. Like we're together, but like, I'll talk to you. It's fine. Mm-hmm. No, Huda was like, hell nah. So anyways, the recoupling ceremony happens and they break the news to them. And Jeremiah gets paired with
Iris.
Huda flips out. Mm-hmm. She's hysterical.
This is I saw a TikTok where I had no context, but I have no idea what was going on here. They were standing in front of doors.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
And she like squats down crying.
Yeah.
So essentially, that was the following week.
And she's like, I hope you're happy or something like that.
That was the following week.
Okay.
So the week where America picks them, mm-hmm. he basically, all of the guys like corner him and mm-hmm. tell him like, you know, America's trying to tell you something, like mm-hmm. you guys were in such a toxic relationship. It's time that like maybe whatever you had wasn't actually genuine, like you're love bombing each other, like let her go and explore another option.
Yeah.
So he feels attacked now because he really likes Huda,
yeah.
even though it's a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And so he shuts down and doesn't comfort Huda, who's hysterical at the fact that she just lost her man, mm-hmm. which also means she now has to watch him get into bed with another girl. Because they're all sleeping in the same room.
Depravity. But like, what is this?
It's crazy, right?
It's basically like
it's actually insane.
It's like, what do you call it again? It's satiating like America's lust.
1,000%. And
that's
then
so crazy. And they're like, oh, no, I want to see you in bed with this person.
But then the whole week.
Yeah.
She's like literally freaking the F out. Mm-hmm. Like total crash out.
Yeah.
Crying, screaming.
She's not coupled with anyone at this point. She's sleeping alone.
No, she's by herself. Mm-hmm. Sleeping alone. And she gets upset with him because she's like, I'm the one that's being left alone and you did not check on me mm-hmm. that night at all, and calls him selfish and this and that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, why are you calling me out my name? Mm-hmm. And then she's venting to the girls about it and calls him a whole lot of not nice things. And he overhears mm-hmm. while she's venting. So he's like, oh, my God, her. Like, is this what America's been trying to tell me? Like, they're trying to show me this side of her. Mm-hmm. And so now he's starting to you know, feel some type of way.
Yeah.
And so they try and talk, and then they fight, and again they talk and they fight again. Mm-hmm. And then the next week comes, the next recoupling ceremony happens, and that's when they're behind the door. So all the girls have to stand behind doors, and the guys basically stand in front of the door of the girl that they want to match. Mm-hmm. If the girl also wanted to match with that guy, then she'll keep the door unlocked. But if she didn't want to match with that guy, she'll lock the door so they can't come through. Mm-hmm. So poor Huda left her door unlocked for Jeremiah, but he chose Iris, and that's when she game over.
And then apparently America hated that and kicked him out?
No, so the boys ended up kicking him out.
What?
So every week, the week that he got kicked out, America also voted on who were their favorite islanders.
Yeah.
And the three guys and the three girls who got the least amount of votes mm-hmm. were now considered vulnerable, meaning mm-hmm. the house guests that remained had to vote on who to save and who to keep. Mm-hmm. So the boys had to vote for the boys, and then the girls voted for the girls. The mm-hmm. boys decided to vote out Jeremiah. Personally, I think they were all jealous of him. And
yeah, I saw some, there's a very famous TikTok. Mm. This is still in the week where this was on my algorithm with Jeremiah and whatever, where like, it's like, a rat. I don't know. It's like there's like one is like a rat versus a snitch, and they're like Ace is a snitch, and like this other dude, this white dude, is like a rat.
Oh,
a rat will like pretend to be your friend. Blah blah blah. There's Nick? A famous It was like a famous meme or famous video made around that, to the point where like even Jeremiah saw it when he got out.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like on a bunch of podcasts. People were talking about it, making fun of it, but yeah. So
yeah,
that's as far as I got.
The guys definitely, because remember they cornered him the last time too. And so I think he was definitely like blindsided. I truly just think that they were like tired of the drama, even though at that point there was no more drama between them. And so it was actually very sad when all this happened. I literally just watched that episode today. After work, I watched one episode.
So you're almost just as caught up as I was. I still have no idea.
Yeah, the fact that you know up until like now is pretty. Like,
is that now that my dude?
Well, we're like a couple episodes. Like I'm on episode 14, and I think they're on like 26 or 27. Well,
I guess TikTok is actually a pretty good recapper then.
I would say
I still don't know. I didn't understand like how it worked when it came to eliminating all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just like saw like clips in here, clips and stuff here and there, and I was like, okay, this is.
I think at the end, though, like the couple that like the strongest couple, I don't know who voted. It might be America. It might be the house guests. But they win a sum of money.
Yeah. I prefer seeing it on TikTok because in TikTok, they're not allowed to show all the depravity. Okay.
It's crazy. Yo, it's actually like when I think about the premise of the show.
Yeah.
And like all of it, I'm just like, do they have like therapists on call? Because how they're so young.
They do actually. I heard that they have a therapist on call at the site at all times.
Oh, like if something
like
happens?
Any of the like islanders, I guess you call them, can go to a therapist anytime they want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they always have one on hand just in case.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can speak to them.
Okay, because like that stuff messes with you.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
I was surprised seeing that like this basically turned into like a sporting event for women. I saw the videos.
The watch party?
Yeah, the watch parties. Like I'm talking about like it literally sounds like a bunch of men when they go to watch UFC or football or any other type of sport in like a sports bar.
Yeah.
That's what it was, but women watching Love Island, watching like these elimination rounds and stuff.
No, because you know what?
What?
The Love Island producers have mastered the art of shock value.
Yeah.
Like you're literally like, no. Yeah, it's crazy.
They're feeding y'all, man. That's what
it is. I get it. I get the hype.
Being all the depravity.
But okay, I don't know if I could do this again for another season. It's too much.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're going to be watching Love Island UK. Then what's the other versions? Korea? I don't know what they have.
No.
What?
I don't know.
They have other versions. But yeah.
I don't want to get into it like that, though. It's like brain rot TV.
It is. Yeah. It is.
I know. Yes, I used to make fun of
it. Just let this be it, okay?
I know.
If I see you watching it again, we're going to have to do an intervention, okay? But yeah, so, you know, I know we have a lot of female or women viewers. Is it female viewers?
Women viewers.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, using that word female, it gets a little
women triggered. Women audience. Saying, okay, yeah, okay. But it depends on the context.
Huh? You can use it as an adjective. Okay, I know we have a lot of female viewers, so hopefully give me a little bit of that update. So, yeah. But I know we've covered a lot here, but I want to quickly go through some of the actually like really important things that have been going on in the weeks that we've been gone.
Yeah.
So we're going to like run through these
speed round
just to give you a little update for those. I bet you a lot of you guys have some context or some idea of what's been going on, but we're just going to break down some of it here. So the first one, should we start with like the good stuff or the bad stuff?
Let's do the good stuff.
Okay. Good stuff first. You know, shout out to Zoran Mamdani, the new, future mayor of New York City, who recently won his Democratic, seat or what do they call that? Primary, the Democratic primary in New York. So basically, like, honestly, when I first saw it, I thought he was running for, like, actually running for mayor.
Me too.
I was kind of disappointed when I found out it was for the Democratic primary, but because, like, you know, New York usually leans a little bit more left. It's almost like a close and shut case for him. But now, because of like after he won, at this point it was like mask off for all the racists. Like they were just coming out. People don't even care at this point. From the stuff that you hear these people saying nowadays, 10 years ago, maybe even less, like even 8 years ago, 5 years pre-COVID.
Yeah,
I feel like that stuff would have gotten them canceled immediately.
Wait, were you getting all of the negative, like the negative reactions?
I got the positives and the negatives.
Oh, I only got the positives.
Oh, no, there's a lot of, well, like the negative stuff started building up a little bit later.
Oh.
Right? It was there initially.
Yeah.
But like it started getting more light a little bit later, right?
Okay.
So you have all these people coming out immediately calling me like a jihadist and like and saying he's trying to bring a worldwide intifada. And like there's a bunch of different terms. They're basically trying to throw the like kitchen sink of things to scare that used to scare Americans at him. To try and like get them to maybe switch up their votes when it comes to the final election, because now that there's going to be the final election, what's his name? The guy who ran against him in the primary, Andrew Cuomo.
Mm.
He was he's now running independently. I know this plane's still going across. There must be something going on. We're next to him. You never know. It could be someone to chase him.
They're looking for somebody.
Yeah. But Andrew Cuomo, he lost. He should have just, you know, bowed out like you would normally. But he's like, nah, now I'm going to run independent. I'm going to run against him again. Basically, he's running against him again.
Sore loser.
Basically. And then at the same time, you also have the original mayor who had to resign. He had to resign because of all the corruption that just surrounded him.
Mm.
What was his name again?
I don't know. Look it up. Oh, isn't it?
Huh? Eric Adams. Yes. So oh, yeah. Eric Adams, who was the original mayor, had to drop out actually. He had to resign because of all the corruption that surrounded him. So that was a thing. And he's now running again.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe he sees blood in the water because of all the stuff that's been coming out. Or not coming out about Zoran Mamdani, but basically like all the racists that have been coming out of the waters to attack him and trying to bring his image down, basically. But I don't believe it's going to work. Like, I think hopefully, at least in New York, people are a little bit, are seeing the light more over there, clearly, since he won the Democratic primary, which, you know, I think we search up the population. New York has like a population of like 9 million people or something like that. And the amount of people who voted in the Democratic primary is like 1 million to 2.
Wow.
So it's not like 50% of the population, but it's pretty significant.
It is
population, right? And so, you know, that might be a good sign, or it should be a good sign that he's going to actually win the actual mayoral race. But the scary thing is that now the dude who runs the country is saying that, like, yeah, we might even arrest him, right? And because, you know, how he started like questioning his citizenship, because his background is that. His family's from the Gujarati region, I believe, but he grew up in Uganda, and he then moved to America at like a younger age. He moved from Uganda to America at a younger age, and he got his citizenship back in like 2018, so about 7-8 years ago.
Mm.
And since then, he's been trying to, you know, he's basically like the ideal person you'd want in a country like America, which is what they used to call a melting pot. Now I feel like they don't really want that, right?
Right.
They just want their salt and pepper at this point.
I'm dead. Salt and pepper. But,
or just salt. Just the salt. Not even the pepper anymore. So, like, he's the ideal, what you might consider ideal American. Someone who came to the country and is working his hardest to make it a better country for those who are coming after, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they don't want that anymore. Clearly with like the big bill that recently went through as well, you know, that's kind of a side note thing, but yeah, it's almost like they were regressing as a country, and this is someone who wants to continue to see it progress, and they're trying to fight that tooth and nail.
It's just, to me, it's like America and their Islamophobic rhetoric, it's getting old.
Yeah.
Like, come up with something new, something fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, what are you, like, It actually doesn't even make sense. And the claims that they make about Islam are could not be so much further than the truth.
Yeah.
Is that the right saying? Yeah. It couldn't be so much like so incorrect that it's, I almost feel like Muslims shouldn't even really be impacted by what's being said because it doesn't apply.
Yeah. And I feel like in a place like New York, that doesn't really work.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Maybe if you're in the middle of, I don't know. Do we have any Nebraska viewers? Maybe we're in the middle of Nebraska.
I don't know.
That stuff might still work on them, like 90-year-old geriatric people who are the only people left of the demographics in that state. But, okay, you know, shout out to all the people in Nebraska, man. I know I still have hope for y'all. But yeah, like New York, which I feel like has a more of a young adult or like a young population, right?
Young, multicultural.
Whether it be young literally or young at heart, right? Because to be in New York, I feel like because of the hustle and bustle, like no matter what age you are, you still kind of have that spirit, like the younger spirit, because you have to, like you have to get around, you're taking the subway, like you always see those videos of older people just, you know, they're doing their thing. That like compared to someone who grew up in New York versus someone who grew up in the sticks, like I feel like your mindset is very, very, very different.
Yeah.
And because you're also dealing with people from all different backgrounds over there versus in a place where you only see people who look like you, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like it might not work or will not work over there.
I was seeing a lot of the positive reactions, like the internet is so funny. Mm-hmm. You know how they were like, oh, look, it's the five pillars of Islam and the five boroughs of New York. Or like they were saying, like, just like, I can't remember now. Maybe if I find them, like, I'll send them to you to show you.
Are you getting like more Muslims reactions to it?
Non-Muslims.
Oh, really?
And like a lot of Canadians would comment on these videos and be like, that's my mayor. And then in brackets, right, like, I'm from Canada.
The thing is that the thing I'm like annoyed about is that Toronto had the option of someone like Zora Mamdani, right?
I know.
With Chloe Brown, who ran for mayor as well versus against Deborah Chow. What's her name again? Chloe Chow?
Olivia Chow.
I don't even know my own mayor's name.
We don't even like
but
her.
But like Chloe Brown was like basically a Canadian version of Zoran, right? Someone who was actually invested and in helping the people, right? It was for the people, by the people, for the people.
Yeah.
And we just never came out. I think our like turnout was like less than 30%. Which is unfortunately in Canada because we've become so like complacent because things have been too good, or not too good. It's just that like people feel like there's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not like what it's like in the South right now, to where it's literally almost life and death. So it still hasn't motivated people to go out and vote, but we could have had something like this. So, you know, just pay attention. Hopefully she'll run in the future. This is for all our Torontonians specifically, but like hopefully we'll run in the future, pay attention, and we can actually get someone just like Zoran into office and start making some real changes, because right now they're not really working in our favor.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a reason TTC keeps going down every week.
No, literally, though.
Yeah. But in other news, what else has been happening in the world? So, you know, I think we've averted at this point. We might have been talking about fears, but I think at this point we've averted WW3 is not happening, I think.
For now.
There's a big little scuffle going on between the land we do not speak of, because they do not own it, and Iran. So, but they came to a ceasefire, and like they're no longer, you know, I feel like it's a cold war at this point. Like they're not fighting live, but you know, it could pop up at any moment, basically.
Yeah.
And then... But the real important thing, the thing that I feel like it kind of distracted from, which is what is happening at the, like, I don't even know if you can call them food distribution sites, because even though they are distributing food to the Ghazan people, I feel like it's only a way for them to, like, corral these innocent people together so they can basically mow them down, because that's what's been happening. Yeah, they're being ambushed almost every single day, and you're hearing reports almost every single day of people who are being unalived at these food distribution sites in Gaza, and just no one is covering it. No one is speaking. You know, people are covering it. There are reports coming out about it, but it's not making any headlines. Because at this point, with the guy who's running the country down there has taken over the news with other things going on, with, you know, the WW3 thing popping off and all these other things going on in the world. People have kind of just moved on, and they're like, we're going to let you guys continuing with this G side that you're doing, just don't make too much noise out there, you know, keep the numbers low enough to where it's not like something that we have to make big news about.
Yeah. But now they're like finding other ways to, you know, unalive the innocent people. And this actually kind of showed up on the news where, the flour was being spiked with, like, was it oxycodone? I believe.
Yeah.
Which is so, like, that's like a new low.
I don't think there is a low for them. Like, I can't even, every time you think there's a low,
yeah,
like they always go lower. And technically it is a new low, but I feel like there's things that we don't know about they've gone even lower on. So,
oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
this is just the things that they were reporting.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. Anyone who's seen this happen can quickly turn to like nihilism and feel, is that what it is? Nihilism, where you kind of just feel like nothing matters. I feel like that's what the word is, but like,
maybe,
I don't know. I think in these moments, it still is important to have hope that things will change. I think today I even saw a post by Bisan where she was talking about still having hope that things will change. This will end eventually, and we'll be able to start, you know, building from nothing, basically.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there's always hope. As long as you have hope, there's a chance to make a change and see change. And like, you know, as long as you hold strong, it's hard to say that now after seeing everything's going on.
I know.
But there have been talks about possibly, you know, negotiations nearing an end and like an actual ceasefire being put in place again, or at least a temporary one. I know that's sad, but some type of relief. So let's just pray that that happens and that we only hear good news from now on.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. But those are the things that happened in the past few weeks. There are a couple other things, but we can talk about those. Those are kind of like things ongoing. That are currently ongoing. So yeah. We can always talk about this in the future. But
you want to do a quick commentary?
We'll do a quickly. Well, we're going to cover more next time, but we'll just do, let's say we'll do four. We'll react to four comments. So just pick four of your favorite ones right now, and we'll react to more next time, because we're getting a little long here, okay?
Neda says, blasting Cousin Connection on YouTube so fast, like it's a cleaning anthem, and my chores are the opening act.
I saw that one too.
That was funny.
Shout out to all the people who are cleaning while listening to this.
or Fatima John 8151. Yes, a CCP episode after this long must be over an hour. I'm sap popcorn emoji.
You know, we had to do it for you guys, okay? Even though it took forever to edit. And the fact that like it was only on one audio channel, I had to manually do it like I used to.
Oh my god,
I can't believe I used to do that, man.
Did you miss it?
What? Not at all.
You should read Jojo D 1109's comment.
Jojo D 1109 said, finally cleaned after so long by listening to this podcast. I was so engaged, haha. Love the 5k woo at Amir's wedding. So beautiful, mashallah. Glad to see y'all back and doing well. And Amir, don't gatekeep the Bahama spot. You know, maybe I'll put a link in the description. Maybe I won't. I'm just saying, okay?
He won't.
There's someone else who actually asked for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you as well. Who was that?
It was...
Oh, it's not even here.
It is Beauty4M Ashes.
Okay, yeah. You know what? For you as well, I might, may not. We'll think about, I'll think about it, you know?
Potentially.
Power now. Okay. okay, who else? Oh, did she write two comments? No, that's just one.
The last back. One?
Hmm?
This one at the top?
Which one?
The top one.
Oh, okay. Huda Usman says, honestly, it was so lovely hearing so much about the Harari wedding culture. As a fellow neighbor, Eritrean, I had no clue about any of these traditions. May Allah bless your marriage. Ameen.
Ameen.
That's exactly what I expect Huda to sound like. No,
why'd you read it like that? I don't know.
Just playing around a little bit. Okay. Oh, shoot. They can see my shoe, my socks. Okay, guys. So we're going to react to more of your comments on the next episode. But we've been here for a little bit longer. You know, you guys can clearly see that I've been wiping off all the sweat from my face. And Sara is about to melt into a puddle. Yeah. So we're going to end it here. But before we do that, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the like button. Leave a comment. Ask us a question in the comments. You know, whenever we're reacting to these comments, like, if you put a question in there, we can answer that question as well. So if you have any questions, put them in there. Other than that, subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on all the other platforms, Cousin Connection Pod, Instagram, TikTok, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Bye.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.